It's Playhouse in the Morning, 1-84-9-10. Your next opportunity, those Taylor Swift tickets that we're doing at 9-10. Also 12-10 and 4-10 in our 1-84 Taycation. Got our grubby little hands on some Taylor Swift tickets. You can win them at those times. So make sure you're listening so we can get you some Taylor Swift tickets. So is this totally tacky in 2023? Having a cash bar at a wedding. An etiquette expert says if you're planning a wedding, in this day and age, if you're expecting people to drop their life and come to your wedding, it is absolutely necessary to have an open bar because cash bar is totally tacky now. Now, I mean, it sounds great. By all means, have an open bar. I don't know if I'd call it tacky if I have to buy my own drinks, though. I don't think tacky's not the word I'd come up with.
Yeah, I guess I don't. As long as you, like, know going into it that that's going to be the situation, it's okay. But then, and it's also probably going to save a lot of drama that might happen at a typical wedding dance. There's mm-hmm. always somebody who gets super intoxicated and says some things that you probably wish later on that they didn't say and start some family drama. So, like, if you did have a cash bar, maybe people wouldn't drink as much.
This is true. Yeah, you wouldn't have drunk uncle, copping a feel on your bridesmaids.
This is true too, right? So there would be less drama or fights happening if that was the case, because people probably wouldn't spend as much.
Quick Playhouse poll: do you think it is absolutely tacky to have a cash bar at your wedding? Are you required to do the open bar now? 237. It's text 35270.
What you got in here, fella?
It's Playhouse 194, the number one hit music station. Is it tacky in these days to have a cash bar at your wedding? An etiquette expert says you got to have an open bar in 2023. If you think everybody's going to drop everything, come to your wedding. Is it tacky to have a cash bar?
Cash bar at a wedding is the tackiest thing ever. I mean, it's basically telling your guests you don't want them to drink. They already paid to come to the wedding. They already paid for the gift. You're not going to give them free booze. Worst wedding ever.
I feel like Amy.
Yeah, I was gonna say Amy Kay. Did you have somebody call in for you today?
She out today, but yeah, I imagine she'd have an opinion on this one. Boy, I hope there's a cash bar at Amy's wedding.
Yeah, she's already said that was the one thing that she wants, right? Or at least
she wants an open bar. I hope there's a cash bar because I know her circle, and they're gonna drink her out. She'd never be able. She wants to buy a house. She wouldn't be able to afford it.
Yeah, that's right. She wants the open bar. That's what I was thinking. You said yeah, she wants the open bar, and she'll probably her and Steven alone drink themselves out of a down payment on a house.
They'll have to move in with us.
So. I mean, they can have the couch.
Are people agreeing cash bars kind of tacky in 2023 or not so much?
Somebody's saying not tacky. Why not send a couple of drink tickets with the invites and after that they pay? Okay, that's what it was. I was like, wait, after you pay? Okay, yeah, so not tacky at all. Why not send a couple of drink tickets with the invite and then that after that they pay after the two tickets?
That's probably the happy compromise, right? Because now you've allotted, okay, so we're going to go ahead and provide a drink or two for everybody. But then after that, you got to pay. Honestly, that's the happy compromise, if you ask me.
Yeah, just get a little bit. Somebody said we did first two kegs. Once it was empty, then it became cash bar. And I feel like that's kind of what an Amy Kay situation was going to be, too. I thought I heard her mention something about getting a couple kegs or something and letting it rip. Somebody else saying, well, I guess I'm eloping if the expectation is to have an open bar. Ain't nobody got money for that.
Yeah.
And somebody saying, as long as you tell everybody ahead of time, it's fine. Maybe put it on the invites reception with dinner and dessert to follow. Cash bar available on site. And then somebody saying, the cash bar or having in their humble opinion, cash bar is better than no bar. So if you're going to have a wedding, you might as well have some alcohol there.
And you think it's tacky to have a cash bar these days or nah?
I'm going to say yes, because it's tacky because if you can't afford to buy the drinks for people, that's expecting them to pay for stuff at your wedding when they're already giving you like a gift that's worth, a lot of money.
Okay, thank you. Tacky to have a cash bar?
Wow, it's not tacky at all. I mean, serve your wine, make it personal, let people do what they want.
I like the happy compromise. Like, so this person's saying, they're looking at it like it's got to be one or the other, right? Well, you're either doing the open bar or you're going to have the cash bar. Everybody that's suggesting like the drink tickets or like the first couple of kegs or bottles of wine are on us, that's the happy compromise right there.
Yeah, I think that's probably kind of a smart idea just for the sake of like not blowing out your own budget, because somebody else was saying kind of like the caller saying having a wedding you can't afford or have a wedding that you can afford you could also do like the middle type strategy, drink tickets for or free drinks for this amount of hours and then cash bar afterwards. Somebody else saying a majority of weddings that I've been to is open bar until a certain amount of time. And then once they reach that, then it becomes a cash bar. And then somebody else kind of saying the same thing too, is like they told the venue how much they were willing to spend, had a limit at the bar. Once they hit that, then the bar shut down and became cash only.
And then you got that one friend that drank most of that limit.
Just sat up there and took shots.
They LMFAO'd it, man.
100%.
Absolutely what they did. A celebrity sizzler momentarily, including a lot of people are excited about this Barbie movie, but it actually caused a shortage of one particular item. What that item is after Kane Brown. Y94. I was.